Welcome to the Love of the Star podcast. I'm Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105 through the fan in Dallas. Joined as always by former NFL scout Brian Broaddus. He is a Super Bowl winner. He is also the co-host of the G-Bag Nation from 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on 105 through the fan in Dallas. And he is also the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network, where he will be hard at work. We're dropping this episode on Wednesday morning. So he is just about 36 hours away from a long day and evening for Thursday Night Football against the Giants on pre- and post-game duty. Brian, how you doing? And are you ready for a short week into this football game?
Man, I'll tell you what. I don't know about you, because I know you like to watch the tape. So, putting your tape to bed on Monday and then turning around and watching both offense and defense. I'm usually a defense one day, offense the next day guy.
It's a lot.
And then you just mentioned it, you know, working on the my day on, and not that anybody cares, but my day on Thursday will consist of 2 in the afternoon until 1 in the morning of doing radio stuff. So it'll be a long day, fun day, but looking forward to it. You know, there's a desperate football team now that you and I cover, and let's see if they play that way on Thursday night.
Desperate is a great word for it. This is a team that looks desperate right now. Jordan Lewis in the locker room on Monday sounding very frustrated, talking about little details and things that they need to be sharp at, and a lot of the frustration starting to boil over a little bit, and it'll reach a crescendo if they lose this game against the Giants. Which, Brian, when I was going to turn the tape on and get a look at the Giants, who I haven't watched much this year at all other than passing highlights or whatever, I was expecting that I would see a team that, you know, even with Dallas being down right now, that I felt pretty comfortable, like they should be set, they should be good to go, and they should run this one over pretty easy. After getting a chance to watch them a little bit, I don't necessarily, I wouldn't say the Giants are better than the Cowboys. The Cowboys are a better football team, but there's a lot that the Giants do that is going to be difficult for the Cowboys on both sides of the ball. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is not a layup for the Cowboys. This is a game the Giants could very easily win on Thursday.
If folks have watched me today on a couple different platforms, I was on the break on DallasCowboys.com earlier, and we had a chance to pick our games. I picked the Giants to win. And then, you know, on my show, the G-Bag Nation, we were kind of breaking down the Giants, and I was talking about it. And much like what you were saying, there's this Giants team, there's some things that they do offensively that could give you problems. It's still the same quarterback, but they're doing things to try and keep him from making major mistakes.
Brian, let's do that. Let's lead off. We'll break this up into two. We'll lead with the offense, then we'll go into the second segment on defense. So, yeah, pick up from there. Just kind of give an overview of some of the things you see with this offense.
Well, to go out and get Malik Nabers is they needed playmakers. They needed, obviously, some skill guys to help them on the outside. If you watch the Giants of last year, it was, you know, with Jalin Hyatt as a rookie and all that, they really didn't have, Robinson's a good player for them, but he was hurt at, various times during the season. So, they were struggling a little bit with any kind of explosive plays. Well, they've got a guy now with Nabers and then Robinson, but also Singletary, the running back. I didn't have a great history of Singletary, Buffalo and then the Houston Texans. And I'm sure that people that play fantasy football are like, well, damn, Brian, don't you know anything about, I watch the league, but my job is to really cover this team.
Right.
But watching Singletary play, watching Nabers play, watching Robinson play, watching a quarterback that is, especially last week against the Browns, and he knew he had to move the ball quickly. He knew he had to set up and throw. And it was, and if you look at the metrics will tell you that it was one of the best games when it came to Daniel Jones of getting rid of the football. It was one of those quickest when it came to, you know, snap to release that he's had in a long, long, long time. And it's a different team. Do they still have some offensive line issues? Yeah, in certain spots they sure do. But they've done a better job of at least trying to add weapons around them. And what the Giants do well offensively is they do stuff with the running game, the pin and pulls. They've got a read option attack they use. They've got a running back in Singletary that I mentioned that is a quality back. They'll throw him the ball. They hand him the ball. He is one of the league leaders when it comes to broken tackles.
Yeah,
you know, and we saw physical runner. We saw what happened last week with Dallas and their inability to tackle. And that's something that was very surprising to me that Dallas would not, you know, now maybe the Ravens do that to you. But if you go into this game and you don't tackle well against Neighbors, or you don't tackle well against Singletary, or even, you know, Daniel Jones running the football, or you don't play it the right way, there could be some problems on this offense for you. And Robinson, I mentioned him. He's in the backfield. They throw him a screen. They throw him the Texas route underneath. You know, they try and get the ball in his hands. He's a very productive player. And but there are still some issues with Daniel Jones. And you know, I feel like watching him play, you could maybe confuse him to the point where he throws to spots. And it's like he's expecting people to be at the spot. Now, he's got a guy on the outside with Neighbors that can get to the spot and make some pretty incredible catches. The challenge is, you know, what's Dallas's situation at corner? You know, I mean, I was talking to people in the building just today, Bobby, about, you know, with Carson. True game time decision?
A cap on a short week is really tough.
Well, the shoulder. You know, the shoulder with Cash, Carson.
Shoulder,
he's got a little bit of everything going on. And so, you know, those are things that all of a sudden you're looking at it and going, okay, well, who's next man up? Well, Booth, next man up, okay. McQuamu, next man up. You know. So there's some things that both teams are dealing with. But if the Cowboys, you know, they gotta prove to me that they could stop the run. They gotta prove to me they could tackle better. And they got to prove to me that they can, you know, their offense can sustain some drives. And, you know, we've seen in the past that Dak Prescott and this team has handled, you know, the Giants. But it's a different team, I think, offensively with the pieces they've added.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you talk about Neighbors and the type of player that he is and whether Carson's available or not. Let's just say he's available and he's out there playing. Carson had... He's had a couple moments in these first, like in these last two games, where there's just a curl route or a comeback or something like that, where they catch the ball. He's trying to be aggressive, and they just shake him and they go
right. Malik Body Neighbors, positioning is bad. Yeah,
Malik Neighbors has a couple of those already on his tape against other teams.
Yeah,
if you want to talk about a vulnerability, you talk about the way that he can kind of drive and sell the vertical route and stop and just come back and attack the ball and then quickly kind of have Carson or whoever it is on an island that Neighbors is able to, you know, kind of manipulate and use what is really good, you know, footwork in the open field and agility and is a tough guy. Like, that's a scary matchup for me. The yards after catch with Neighbors is a scary thing for me.
Yeah.
And they do some stuff, as good as Neighbors is, they'll do some stuff that you can see on tape of still trying to set up some nice, easy tosses for Daniel Jones, to Malik Neighbors and others. There's going to be clear outs, stick concept, crossers. That, like, they do things to try and, all right, let's get him an easy window, get these guys going on the move, toss it out to him. I think it was Wandell Robinson scored on a stick. There's a big play that that Neighbors hit against Washington, I think it was, that was on a crosser where they kind of put some traffic in there. They're doing some good things design-wise to get these guys freed up and get some easy throws for Daniel Jones. I'll say this. The pass protection at times has been not great for Daniel Jones.
But
there have also been – it's just been inconsistent because there are some other times I watch it and I'll see, like, he's dropping back and I'm like, they're holding up pretty well. Against Washington, they held up pretty well. Even against Cleveland, there were – moments where, hey, this is pretty good protection here, allows him to step up. And where I think Daniel Jones has gotten much better this year, or where he looks much more confident, is sliding, navigating that pressure.
Right, right.
He's not.
Or just running. Yeah.
Just running, like running, or just kind of navigating it, where it's, in the past, it's felt like he almost sees ghosts.
Right.
As soon as the pressure comes,
I think you're right, Bobby. I think that's when I talked about throwing to spots. That's where I think that you're right about that.
Well, and I think he's getting more comfortable there. And Neighbors is probably helping that
a lot.
Feeling like, hey, I can trust this guy. I don't know if you or how you felt about this. I was watching this and I said, the one thing I feel okay about is, I don't think, even with Neighbors as a big threat and Jalin Hyatt being a big-time vertical guy, it doesn't look like Daniel Jones is at all in sync on anything vertical right now. We talked about some of that with Dak right now. There's a lot down the field where Daniel Jones is just, he's way off. They're reading different things, or they don't have a good feel for, you know, touch and where guys are going to be. But that, I don't know that you're going to see a lot of just stretching Dallas's defense, you know, down the field.
I mean, why not take a chance after what you saw in that Saints game?
Oh, sure, try it. I just don't know how much
the connection. Yeah. All it takes is one. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't try it, then you're never going to have success with that. But to me, with Hyatt, I'm testing Diggs. I'm going to test these safeties, especially if you're in a situation where they're having to play the safeties up to try and prevent the run. You know, if they're starting to get, you know, if they're starting to get gashed on the run again, they've got to prove to me that they can stop the run. You know, if the Dallas to me is built to play 11 personnel is what they're built for. They're built to have a lead and to rush the passer. That's what they're built for. You know, when they have a lead, they can rush the passer. They always talk about that. It's a privilege to rush the passer.
Yeah.
Well, you got to play with the lead. You know, you can't be getting gashed. You can't be, you know, 57% of the offensive snaps being run plays. You know, there's nobody else in the league that gets the ball run at them more than the Dallas Cowboys. You know, look at the last 2 weeks. Teams haven't had to throw. You get into a game where Daniel Jones doesn't have to throw, Giants might win that game. You know, if all of a sudden it's, well, hey, you know, Carr throws under 20, and then last week your guy throws, you know, Lamar Jackson throws under. I mean, that's, their teams are running the ball on you because they can get 6-7 yards a shot doing it. And if I'm the Giants, I'd do the exact same thing. Now, you know, I think the Ravens' offensive line was really good. I didn't think the Saints' line was particularly good, but damn, you made them look good. Same thing could be said here, you know, with the Giants. The Giants have kind of piecemealed this together with free agent signings. They've tried to draft guys. It's worked out sometimes. It hadn't worked out others. Nobody, you know, Dallas Cowboys have had a problem with defensive tackles. The Giants have had a problem drafting offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Now, you know, maybe Smith's the center will, you know, change that. Thomas, the tackle, I kind of feel like that he's a little bit of a liability in the pass rush for, you know, for them.
I like Thomas. I think Thomas is a good player. I think early this season I've seen him have some issues with just speed guys.
Inside the inside rush. If you watch and listen, man, we all know what Myles Garrett is. We all understand that. But there are times, like I say, when you're dealing with these rushers that you have to be able to cut them off going inside.
Sure.
And that's where I've noticed, like, okay, you know, it's, you know, there were a couple of times where Daniel Jones in the Cleveland game is like gets the throw off to get a completion, and you know, Thomas is over there picking him up off the ground because it's his guy that's hit him, you know. So I think there's possibilities, but you have got to get them into a game where they're throwing. You know, you can't sit there, and they've got skill guys. We've talked about that, but your best chance to stop them is if, in fact, that they're not handing the ball to Singletary, and he's knocking you down for 5 and 6 yards of carry.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it would be, I imagine, for a lot of Cowboys fans, if I just laid out the picture of, given what you've seen from your defense in recent weeks, some of the issues they have, you know, with their run fits and you know, with the defensive tackle play and the linebacker play and stuff like that, if I told you you're going up against a team this week that really likes to and has success with running the ball between the tackles, read option, screen passes,
terrified, you
know, getting the ball into space, those are all things that are pretty concerning.
You're bad at
your vulnerability. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and you haven't the last couple of weeks tackled particularly well.
No,
you know,
Overshawn had a really rough game tackling.
That's what I'm saying. This is what scares me about now playing the. And listen, folks, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, oh, you're a Cowboy hater guy. I'm just saying, you know, prove to me you could play run defense. You know, prove to me you could tackle. Prove to me you can once again pressure a quarterback. You know, prove to me you can maybe take advantage of some positions that the other team is a little bit lacking. You know, until then, I have my doubts. I really do.
Yeah, and I think those are all fair doubts, and it's stuff that the Cowboys are going to have to prove on a short week, traveling about as far. I believe this is the furthest traveled game they have this year. It might be the
San Francisco.
Game, yeah, it might be Santa Clara. But, I mean, either way, you're talking about, you know, a Thursday game.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is after you go up against a Baltimore team
physical.
That was wanting to play physical football. This is right. This is going to be a tough matchup for them. You are listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.